For me, this point of view is just heartbreaking. The United States leads the world in technology and in big ideas. We do not sit by and let other countries show us how to innovate. Workers in China and India will soon demand a higher quality of life along with more real income. We want you to show them how to make that happen. When you hear people saying that we do not need to lead, that we should wait until the rest of the world has taken action, stay calm and dismiss that argument at once. You have work to do. You have to get out there and change the world. As you may know, I spent an evening in Eastern Kentucky this year debating a creationist who doesn't accept the scientific discoveries that we all embrace to run our society. Neither do he nor many of his followers believe in climate change, and not for any especially good reason. They just don't. And it would have been just a quaint encounter involving me and a man with very limited critical thinking skills. But he and his followers seem to control millions of dollars and a great deal of this country's politics. And they are not alone.